Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up high.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's time for the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. If you have questions, comments, let us know. Call or text 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins, how you doing this morning,
sir? Hey, Jake,
sir?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell you, I was coming down Creighton Road, headed to the station, headed west. And it was pitch black dark to the west. Yeah. And then I'm sitting here looking at the computer, the weather on the computer. It is yellow. It is red.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a real storm here in just a little bit. And it's going to last a while. Not all day, I don't think. But, boy, it's going to be nasty. So what do we say? Drive carefully.
Yes,
please,
definitely.
Because it's going to be a mess. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have some good news, because as we talk on the Garden Line all the time about weather, because really weather dictates what we do in our yards, landscaping, lawns, that type of thing. If you look at this week, it looks like maybe on Thursday, and it's going to be close, we might dip into the 40s.
Mm.
Okay, which is not bad. It's not the 30s, and it's not the 20s. But that may be the last time. I went to my handy application that goes 30 days out, and there was not one day in April where we were below 50 during the day, or during the night, I should say, during the night. Most of the daytime temperatures were in the 70s, stuck into the 80s once or twice. Point being, we may be over the hump. It may be time to do what we want to do.
Right.
Insofar as planting all our annuals and tropicals and all the things that we do and enjoy in the springtime in Pensacola. Now, as soon as old Mike says that, it'll probably dip to about 16 next week. Yeah. But it doesn't say that.
Right.
It says we're good to go with our springtime activities. And that is really, really great to hear. We've kind of been waiting on that, and so that's great. So we can now kind of get going and do all these wonderful chores we have to do. One thing we have had, though, Jake, and you know that we all know this, is an unbelievable amount of wind in the last couple of days. And one thing, just speaking from a personal standpoint, I have bought some tropicals, but I haven't planted them yet because I was waiting for this day when I felt sure it wasn't going to freeze again. But I'll tell you, that wind just dries them out so fast. So you've got to get out there, even though we're going to get this rain right now. If they maybe you've got them next to your garage or have them somewhere where they won't get any rain, be sure to water them before you even plant them. And if you have any container plants that you have planted in the net last, say, 30 days or really permanent, go water them, because this wind will dry everything out. So, as I said, so quick. And that's really important. And we've just got to, as we talk on the Garden Line a lot, protect our investment from some of these environmental conditions, because quite frankly, the investment is pretty sporty.
Right.
When you go buy a hibiscus or a mandevilla or some petunias, mm-hmm. Sometimes you get sticker shock.
Right.
So we sure want to protect what we plant. So that's really important to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's the weather forecast here from the Garden Line. You heard it here first. Spring is here. But I don't know if we ought to put a percentage on it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say we're ready to go.
Right.
So let's talk about that. Jake, I thought what we'd do this morning is I've just got a couple of observations that go along with springtime. And hopefully we'll get some texts and some calls, and we'll hear from our listeners and see what's on everybody's mind and what you've got planned now that it looks like we're ready to roll here with springtime in Pensacola. So one thing I did want to mention.
All right, hold on just one second.
Jake has got a phone call.
Phone calls and texts, it's starting to light up here, so get your questions in before it's too late. 437-1620. We have you ready to get to a call?
I'm ready.
All right, we got James on the line. He's in his car. James, are you there with us?
I am.
All right, what's your question for Mike today?
Good morning, James.
Good morning, sir. I have a eucalyptus tree in my backyard that was once beautiful and due to some negligence the parties we won't mention some vines got up. It kind of grew up to the top of it and kind of took over. So now it is very sparse. There's still some green on it up high, but I'm afraid I've lost some of that tree. Now, that tree has repeatedly produced shooters. At least that's what I call them, anyway, off of the bottom of the tree.
Right.
So what I'm wondering is, can I cut that tree back? And if I do, will it come back? Or is it just kind of a lost cause at this point?
Well, without seeing it, it's awfully hard to say. But here's kind of what I would do. A eucalyptus tree is really a cool tree. It really is. You don't see that many of them in Pensacola. I had a friend who had...
I love it.
Oh, I can imagine. I have a friend who had one right in his front yard, and it was just gorgeous. And I want to say one of the really cold winters we had just did it in, and it got it, and it died. It was a big one too. Here's what I would do. Number one, obviously, you got to get those weeds out of there. And if you're like me, James, that calls for a ladder, and we shouldn't do ladders. you need to get a tree guy, maybe a tree surgeon, or just some young person who can get on that ladder and get up here and get all those weeds, vines growing out of that tree. Now, if the tree is marginal, if it really is on the verge of, hey, I'm just going to cut it down, cut it back a little bit. Maybe I wouldn't cut it back more than, say, 20 to 30% on any part of it, and see what happens this spring. If by late summer it still looks rough or it's still going downhill, I just would say it's over. But I wouldn't give up on it because it's a special tree. If it was some other tree, I would say, hey, you can just, get rid of it, plant another one. But that eucalyptus is kind of special. I would really fight for its survival.
All right. Okay, James.
James, you still there?
No, he hung up to get the answer off air.
Oh, okay. James, one other thing, but I know you're not on the phone anymore, but one other thing. I would certainly hit it with some good springtime fertilizer, too, see if you can promote some new growth. Just an all-around fertilizer. For example, if you're going to fertilize your yard with let's use our favorite formula, our 16-08, that would be fine. Just do that around the eucalyptus and see if, between getting rid of the vines, cutting it back a little bit, fertilizing it, doesn't rejuvenate it. I'd love to hear from you, see how it all works.
All right. He did text in, said he's driving, so sorry you lost us. Real quick before our first break, what trellis system is best for table grapes with our heat and humidity here in this area?
Table grapes, in many cases, don't do well here. We don't have the right climate. A lot of people will grow scuppernong vines, scuppernong grapes on a trellis. usually they really will grow a lot. I have a friend who has a, an 8x8 pergola, which is scuppernong vines have just, over the years, have just covered it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gets pretty good production that way. So I think a smaller trellis might be, well, it might be too small. I think you may have to get a larger trellis for it to grow up. I think what you might want to do is on the way to Tallahassee, and I've made that trip 1,000 times, on the north side of the road, there's a vineyard, and they sell scuppernong wines and scuppernongs and that type of thing. Mm. If you're on the road going to the east, stop by there, see how they have it, what they have those vines growing up on, or whether they just let them go and just produce it, you know, just plant them in the ground. Mm. So that's my best take on that. I just think if you got a small, say, 4x4 trellis, it might overtake it pretty quick.
Yeah. All right, get your questions in before it's too late. We've already got a bunch of texts stacked up here. We'll get to those after this break. Another word from our sponsor, Barnes Feed Store. We'll be right back with more after this.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about a shooting that took place with officers having to return fire against a fleeing suspect who was pointing a gun at them over the weekend. We also had another installment of Days of Our Milton because the drama involving Mayor Heather Lindsay and the city attorney, Alex Andrade, and the city councilman, Jeff Snow, and Mike Cusack, and all the players is definitely not ending anytime soon. You can always listen to every part of the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. Get your questions in before we run out of time today, 437-1620. One text that came in right before our break here. I'm about to lay down rocks on my flower bed. Any advice? I do have a few plants and three small trees in the flower bed. Thanks in advance.
Doing rocks is good. This is going to sound really silly. I tell people who want to mulch with rocks, if you have anybody in your household under 10 years old.
Yeah, might not be a good idea.
You might want to rethink it.
Yeah.
They'll play with those rocks. They'll throw them, break windows. Anyway, but some of the rocks, I like using some of the larger rocks. When I say large, maybe a couple inches as opposed to the little tiny rocks that you buy in the 50-pound bag. I think Werner Turf sells some of those rocks that you might want to use. But it's a good idea. One, it's not like mulch. It's not going to go anywhere. And it looks good, especially what color you get and size and all of that. I would not. I don't have to, because it usually doesn't work very well. A lot of people will lay down a weed mat underneath the rocks. But here in Pensacola, those weed mats, the weeds will either come through it or even germinate on top of it.
Wow.
So if you just have nice, clean soil and you've used the rocks as a mulch, then you may have to come in there and use a non-selective weed killer once the weeds come up in it. But it's hard, kind of hard to get in there and pull those weeds with those rocks.
Right.
So, but what I would do is, make a long story short, the little larger rocks I like, when I say that, you know, maybe like I say 2 to 3 inches, Sheckville Werner Turf, I had an area that was next to a walkway. The walkway was next to the fence, and it was about, I'm going to say, 12 inches between the walkway and the fence. And it was about 30 feet long. So as opposed to planting monkey grass or putting cypress mulch in there, I went to Werner Turf and got some of those larger rocks and put rocks along that whole small little narrow area between the walkway and the fence. And it has worked over the years like a charm.
But it looks great, too.
Oh, it looks really good. I have found that I am, sometime in the winter when we have trees in the neighborhood that are losing their leaves, those leaves get down in those rocks, and then sometimes you just got to get on your hands and knees and get them out. I tried to get them out with a blower, but sometimes that doesn't even work.
Right.
But it has really worked for me, and I hope it works for our texter. I think that's a great idea.
All right, next question up. What is the best fertilizer for pink lemonade blueberry bushes? Pink lemonade blueberry bushes.
Sounds delicious. Sounds great, doesn't it?
It's like a drink you get at Sonic.
That's right. Well, obviously you want a fertilizer that contains some iron, that type of thing, keeping in mind that blueberries like an acid soil. You do not want to put limestone, dolomite lime, like you would on a St. Augustine yard on your blueberries. Don't do that. I would get a good vegetable fertilizer, one that is labeled for vegetable gardens. Preferably, it would have a high middle number. That helps with blooming. And that's what you want with these blueberries. You want them to bloom. So that's what I would look for. Back in the day, and I don't know if you'd find this or not, it was a 4-12-12 fertilizer. You probably won't find that. But if you could find one with low nitrogen, high phosphorus, high potash, the last two numbers, that would be the best fertilizer. Now, if you can't find it, just a general fertilizer one would buy to fertilize your everyday annual plants. A good fertilizer, a rose fertilizer would probably work pretty good. So you can use a lot of fertilizers, but that's what I would do. If you could find a low nitrogen, high phosphorus fertilizer, I think you'd like doing that.
And a follow-up to our text that we had earlier about the rocks. So you're saying that was not necessary to put the tarp under the rocks because the weeds will pretty much just poke through that or germinate on top, right?
That's correct.
Because
one thing is, if you've got plants in there and you put down, let's say you put plastic, a real high millage rate plastic down, one, you're going to hold water, you know, or you're going to poke holes in the plastic, and then the weeds are going to come up through that.
Right.
Or at worst, what's going to happen is when you water it or when it rains, your plants that are mixed in those rocks are not going to get the water they deserve.
Okay.
So you can do it. You can do it. I just have found it over the couple of years that it just really isn't desirable. That's because the weed's going to come up anyway.
Okay.
But give it a shot. If it's not too big an area, why not? You know, put a little bit of it down, and at least it'll last for a while.
And then going right back to the one before that, the lemonade blueberry bushes. They texted back and said that they have an 8-16-8 for their peach trees. Would that work for the blueberry bushes as well?
I would say, quite frankly, that's perfect. That is great because it's got that high middle number, and it's great for peach trees. Because what you're trying to do, you're trying to promote blooms. And so that's exactly a good fertilizer to use. But like I say, I hope it's got, it doesn't necessarily have to. Just hope it's got some iron in it and kind of promote the acidity there because that's what they like.
All right. Get your questions in. We're coming up on another break here. We'll be right back to wrap it up before the bottom of the hour Fox News break. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get your questions in, 437-1620. We've got about a minute left before the Fox News break. Everybody's texting back in on their questions saying thank you. You guys are the best. Thank you both. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and get your questions in.
We appreciate your questions.
Oh, yeah.
We really, really do.
Always.
Exactly. Looking out the window, it looks like it's getting worse out there, Jake.
Yeah, it's getting dark. It's starting to rain.
It's starting to rain.
Oof. Yeah.
Oh, be so careful on the roads. Be so careful on the roads. I know. I feel bad for all the spring breakers.
You know? Yeah.
But I know they're sitting, you know, in a hotel room or, you know, with some friends listening to The Garden Line. And,
oh, yeah.
And I just want to tell them it's going to get better.
It will.
It's going to get better as we get into the end of the week. So I'm just kind of put up with it today. This is Pensacola.
Yeah,
this happens.
At least there won't be any school traffic in the afternoon when all of this is supposed to really hit. That'll help. Not having that many people on the roads.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
But the radar still looks bad. But it looks like it is kind of inching to the east. And so hopefully we'll be through with this pretty soon. Jake, I got some other things we might want to chat about coming back from the break.
All right.
Just miscellaneous things that now that it's not going to freeze again, as per us. Things we need to talk about.
All right, yeah. Now that spring is hopefully officially here, we're going to sort of say that unofficially, officially it's here. So 100% maybe.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. We'll be right back after Fox News. Don't go anywhere.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Six construction workers are reported unaccounted for in Baltimore, where a major bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsed after being hit by a container ship overnight. Two people are rescued, one hospitalized.
We are still investigating what happened, but we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the ship's crew had reported losing power. Israel pulls its negotiating team from Hamas ceasefire talks in Qatar.
We've had a statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office saying Hamas is showing it's not interested in making a deal. With mediated talks ongoing, the Palestinian militants want any ceasefire to lead to the war ending and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, conditions the Israelis describe as delusional.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 at 70 degrees, cloudy skies, and rainy conditions across the area today. Family members confirming the three-year-old hit by an SUV on Sunday has died. And according to Channel 3, that child was identified as Levi Austin Williams.
He was enjoying his day out. He got to play on the swing set and dig in the dirt like a little boy. 1 second, it was gone. That's how quick they will take off.
That is Levi's grandmother, Lisa Oliver, who says the boy was autistic. Apparently, he'd crossed a fenced-in area during a family crawfish boil. FHP troopers say he'd walked out in front of an SUV on Blue Angel Parkway. The driver was not able to stop in time. Well, more Americans back in Florida now after a state-chartered flight carrying 14 people from South Florida arrived in Orlando last night from Port-au-Prince. The 10 adults and 4 kids were from Miami-Dade County. It's the 5th rescue flight from Haiti to arrive here in Florida. All told, so far, 62 Americans have been rescued. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing showers and thunderstorms through the morning hours. A few storms could be strong. High today near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For Wednesday, much calmer day with a high near 78. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Staying nice for our Thursday with a high near 71 and a low near 48. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 9:33, 70 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton, rain across the area. Our next news at 10 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by X Corporation against the nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate, which has documented the increase in hate speech on the site since Tesla owner Elon Musk acquired the platform in 2022. X had argued the center's researchers violated the site's terms by improperly compiling public tweets, and that his subsequent reports on the rise of hate speech cost X millions of dollars when advertisers fled. Egg prices are nearing historic highs after the avian flu killed millions of birds, high demand, and growing costs for farmers. Government data says the average price of a dozen eggs in the U.S. was $2.99 in February, which is down from $4.21 last year. Still, that's significantly higher than the $1.59 per dozen consumers were paying in February of 2021. Stocks are moderately higher. The Dow Industrials up 45. That's Your Money Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Get your questions in, 437-1620, 437-1620. Call or text, and we will get your questions answered right here on the air. Mike, right before the break, we had Lisa from Milton send in an awesome picture of some new raised flower beds she's got going on with some galvanized planters.
I have to tell you, Jake, I don't think I've ever seen a raised bed gardens any better than that.
I mean, it looks
just
amazing.
Pictures. Mm-hmm. I wish people could see it. It's these large galvanized, almost, I'd call it a tub.
That's a trough almost.
And of course, Lisa has got, looks like off to the side, you can see where she's mixing up her own soil. And that's one of the beauties of a raised bed is you can control the soil. But just from an artistic standpoint, Lisa's got a brand new wood fence around it.
Beautiful.
She's got white rocks around each one of the raised beds next to some pavers. I mean, it is spectacular. Congratulations, Lisa. Yeah. That's an award winner right there, I'll tell you.
Looks like the company that either manufactured these or sold them is called County Line.
County Line?
That's the name of the galvanized beds that she's got there.
Did Lisa tell us that?
No, I saw it in the picture.
You saw it on the picture? County Line, yeah. Anyway, Lisa, congratulations. It really looks good. There's no question about that. Absolutely. Also, we got a picture, if you were tuning in earlier, of James's eucalyptus tree. And we discussed whether he could do a few things that might bring it back insofar as pruning and fertilizing, that type of thing. James, I'm not sure I am giving a whole lot of hope. It's a huge tree, but it really looked rough. Now, like I said, it's a special tree, so I would sure try the strategies we talked about, but I wish I could be more optimistic. The only really good news of the picture you sent us, it's got some beautiful mistletoe in it. So maybe you have those for the holidays. But good luck on that, James. But that really helps us out when we get a picture like that.
Right.
And I can't get over Lisa's raised beds.
She said she got them at Tractor Supply.
You know, I was wondering if that may be kind of the type
more
of place.
Farming, yeah, because to me it looked like the farmer troughs that they use to feed.
Exactly. No question about it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, what I need you to do is, let's give it a little bit of time and maybe show us periodically pictures of how things grow in those raised beds. You know, every couple of weeks, send us a picture and show us how it's doing, because I find that really fascinating what you've done. Yeah. Just great.
We need a high-definition time-lapse video of your group. it's okay.
Wait a minute, Jake.
That would be great if we could get that. That would be awesome.
Exactly.
We do have a caller on the line. I've got Nancy on the phone. Nancy, are you there with us?
I'm still here.
All right, Nancy, go ahead with your question for Mike Wiggins.
What do you say, Nancy?
Okay. Hey, Mike. I appreciate you being there.
You bet.
I got a question about cherry laurel, and I've asked you before about it, but I don't think I've asked this. If I cut down that cherry laurel, will all those shoots quit coming up?
Probably not. Probably not. they're hard to they're hard to get rid of. They really are. How big is this cherry laurel?
Oh gosh, you're asking me to measure. I don't know.
But it's got a pretty tall. But I bet it's got a big, extensive root system. You really need to get it out of the ground if you can. There are products out there that you could cut it off and just leave a stump, and then you could put the what they call a brush killer. Some people drill a hole with a drill and put the stump killer, is what it's called too, and put the stump killer in the holes, and it'll gradually rot away. That's one way to do it, because if it's a big cherry laurel, digging up that root system is going to be quite the chore. It really is.
Yeah.
So you might try. Go. I tell you what, our buddy Larry out of Pensacola Seed and Garden, or I tell you where to go, Barnes Feed Store, would have stump killer. Sometimes they say you can just pour the liquid over it. I think that's wishing and hoping there. I think the type of stuff where you drill a hole through the top of the stump once you've cut it down and then to the sides, kind of at 45 degree angles. It'll take a while, take a long time, probably years, but it will rot away eventually. That's what I would do. But that cherry laurel.
It's like playing wax.
Yeah. Let me ask you.
Oh, no. It's awful.
Oh, I was going to ask you, Nancy, why do you want to get rid of the cherry laurel? I think I know, but I want to ask you.
Because of all those shoots. It's like playing whack-a-mole, trying to get rid of them.
Oh, you are absolutely right. And I'll tell you, and they're just nasty. You know, they get on the patio, get on your roof, get on your car, and
they cover up the hydrangeas that I'm trying to grow.
That's right, and we can't have that. We cannot have that. No way. So I think your best approach is to cut it down, get the stump almost to ground level, and then use some of those products to try to get that stump to rot. And that's probably the best way to do it. But Nancy,
I think that's what I'll have to do.
Do one thing, though, just for me. Be really careful with some of that stuff. That's pretty potent stuff to be messing around with insofar as putting it on the stump. So, you know, the old deal, you know, long sleeve shirt, gloves, long pants. Take care of yourself.
I'll tell my husband to be very careful. Yeah, thank you so much.
There you go. I tell you, we have got some smart listeners to this show, Jacob.
Yeah, we do. Nancy, thank you so much for your
great.
Call. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet.
All right. This just popped up in our text feed here. What are your thoughts on weed and feed? Do you recommend weed and feed products?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So this question was, when do we put out weed and feed? So that would be never.
Well, never.
Yeah.
But there's different ways to do that. And I think we've really talked about this a lot on the Garden Line, but it really stands repeating because a lot of people see the big stack of weed and feed at a garden center and say, oh, that's easy. I can kill weeds and I'll fertilize at the same time.
It's like Pert Plus shampoo and conditioner.
Very good.
Yeah, it's basically like putting dish soap on your hair, but you know.
Jake, you are so good at this. Okay, weed and feed. The problem with weed and feed, as we've said many times, is it's the weed killer in weed and feed is good. The fertilizer is good, but they should not be put on at the same time. If you're ready to start doing something in your yard, really doing a weed and feed, you're wasting the weed because the weed killer in weed and feed should have been done earlier, really in February or March, early March. The fertilizer for the lawn really should, I'm going to say the best time ever would probably be mid-April when that grass is out of dormancy. If your grass is not quite out of dormancy, then you're wasting some of your money putting the fertilizer on. So if you would put the weed part on in mid to late February and then the fertilizer on in April, you've done the same thing a weed and feed would do, but at the right time. So that's kind of my philosophy on that. The county people, the experts, extension folks, I think agree with me that weed and feed, it sounds good, but you're either going to be putting fertilizer on too early or weed killer on too late.
Gotcha.
That's the deal.
All right, we're going to get to another quick commercial break. Get your questions in before we run out of time. 850-437-1620. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Get your questions in before we run out of time. 437-1620.
Great music, Jake.
Thank you.
That's a little toe tapper there.
Yeah, there's lots of vintage swing music online that is just really great.
Yeah,
so
who was that?
Let me see. That would have been... That one's going to be Gene Cardos and his orchestra.
I don't know Gene.
Playing... I don't know. Gene Cardos, Kardos, and his orchestra. Okay.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. My DJ skills have served me well since college. You know, the music has changed a little bit that I spin. You know, it used to be a lot of, Rex and Effect and, Two Live Crew, and now it's George Cardos and Gene Cardos and his orchestra. So
we do age a little bit, don't we?
A little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit.
So I appreciate the finer things. All right, so what are we talking about now? We only got one more segment left. Man, this time goes by so quickly. Lisa, thank you so much for these pictures.
These raised
garden beds are so awesome. Cool. She's gonna keep us updated on the progress there. So yeah, she's serious. She does it.
Oh, she knows.
She does it right.
Lisa's been a contributor to our show for years, and it's always good to hear from her.
Yes. Well, the rain has started.
It has started.
It wow.
Yeah. The wind is blowing. Mm. Be careful out there.
Yeah, it's gonna be a rough day.
I did want to mention one thing, Jake. Do we have another text here we need to?
Texting in about the tree again.
About the eucalyptus tree.
Right. They're saying they hope it's not a lost cause. Their dad planted it before he died, and he's going to do all he can to keep it going.
Absolutely.
Because it truly is a special tree.
Never give up.
Yeah.
See what you can do. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Jake, I have a whole list of things. We'll do some of this next week. Well, just a few things I think are very important right now.
Okay.
I'm sure all the listeners of The Garden Line do this, but now that we're out of the woods cold weather-wise, there'll be a lot of planting going on. Everything you plant, you've got to check to see if it's root-bound. Now, the worst plants, insofar as getting root-bound, in my opinion, what I've seen, are like dwarf azaleas. You buy them, you take them out of the plastic pot, and all the roots are just matted around. They've circled around that pot. Now, I've talked to folks who are new gardeners, and they dig the hole to plant it and very gingerly put that azalea in there not to disturb those roots. That is not the way to do it. You've got to score those roots. You've got to loosen them up so that they absorb the nutrients and water and all of that. If not, for example, on that azalea example, you'll have that azaleas in the ground, but water will come from the side and bounce off because those roots are matted up. So the only water is going through the top, and many times that's not enough. So you've got to score the roots. Some people just take a glove and just kind of rip them, if you will. I've seen people with larger plants that are root-bound lay them on their side and get a pointed shovel and just whack it until those roots are loose. I have found on smaller plants, let's say a 1 gallon dwarf azalea, a box cutter works pretty good. Just kind of rip it. And I can assure you, your plant will be better off. If you are a new gardener and you see somebody doing that, you're going to say, you're killing the plant.
Right.
You're not. It's just the opposite. So score those roots. And that really is everything. You can buy annuals. You can buy a marigold that comes in a little bitty 4-inch pot. And especially as it gets later in the season, and it's been on that garden center shelf for a while, they'll get root bound also. So that's easy. You just kind of loosen those with your hand or your glove, and you can do that. So box cutter, shovel, whatever. But anyway, point is, no matter what it is, check and see if it's root bound. Oh, well, one other thing that gets root bound is grass plugs. You may have a little spot in your yards, so you're going to go buy a tray of St. Augustine plugs. And that's fine. But once again, as it gets later in the season and those grass plugs have grown in that tray, they'll get root bound also. So you just have to loosen them up before you put them in the hole. Because if you don't, especially on those grass plugs, they take so much extra water at first. If they're root bound and are even getting less than you normally would get on them, you got some problems. So anyway, score those roots.
Yeah, we had a text in here. Any suggestions for a raised garden bed that would be wheelchair accessible for someone's grandmother who uses a walker? They can sit to tend the garden. They're trying to decide on a design, what type of materials to use, wood, corrugated, metal, etc. I was just looking real quick, and there's lots of raised flower beds, you know, in the $100 to $200 range. Some of them are $50 at places like Walmart, made out of wood, but pretty tall. So, you know, if maybe they have a walker, they can get out there with that. And maybe, you know, the ones you can kind of sit on once you get to where you're going, that might work. What do you think, Mike?
No, I agree with you, Jake. I think there are many different styles out there. Mm-hmm. And you know what I might do? And this is, I would never have said this if we hadn't talked to Lisa today.
Right.
I might run by Tractor Supply or even Barnes Seed and see if they've got any suggestions on one that's got a little height to it. So if you're in a wheelchair or having to sit, if you will, that's what I would do. I think that'd be a good suggestion.
Yeah.
I don't have a specific brand name or location where to get it. But I would sure do some looking around because I think you'll find it. I would hit the internet first. Mm-hmm. I think, Jake, you're looking at it over there.
Yeah, I'm right looking at, you know, everything from Amazon to gardeners.com. I mean, there's all kinds of sites, but you just want to look for one that's, you know, moderately priced. Some of these are pretty expensive.
It has a little height to it. So
right.
And I'm sure the ones on the internet will tell you what the dimensions are. Mm-hmm. And as would Barnes Feed, Tractor Supply, those kind of people. So I think if you go in and tell them your question, I bet you'd get a lot of help.
Yeah.
I really do.
You're probably looking for at least 2 feet tall wooden planter, I would think.
But did she say who that is? That is, was it a relative?
It's for her grandmother.
For her grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, I want to pat that grandmother on the back.
Yeah.
For wanting to get out there and dig in the dirt, mm-hmm. as I'm sure she's done her whole life. I just think that is so cool.
Yeah.
And I hope you have some luck. If you don't have any luck finding something, call us next week and maybe Jake and I can do a little computer looking and get you some ideas, because I want that grandmother out there growing. I bet you when she gets out there, she knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've no doubt in my mind.
There's no question about it. That is a great, great text, and we appreciate mm-hmm. that and wish you well.
Yes, and Catherine texted in. She's one of our loyal listeners. She's wishing us both a safe and peaceful Easter. Also, she said, be sure to plant your seeds on Friday. The weather is going to be sunny and delightful. And the grandmother we're talking about, she's 86 years old, still getting out there and gardening.
Bless her heart.
So, yeah.
Good for her.
That's great.
Good for her. Hey, Catherine, I missed you at the Books by the Bay last Saturday. You were talking about that on the air with us, and it was a great event. And I looked for you, but I didn't see you there. But it really was a good event. And you're right about Good Friday. I think I mentioned last week when we were in the garden center business ourselves, mm-hmm. the busiest day of the year to sell garden seed and garden transplant was without a doubt Good Friday.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Got to get to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. If you have a question, get it in. We only have a couple minutes left. 437-1620. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement.
Okay, time flies. Mike, what do you want to close us out here on this rainy Tuesday morning?
Well, just to close it, it really is nasty out there. Be so careful driving. When the kids get out of school, I think it'll be gone, but if not, just watch out. And thanks for everybody for
listening.
Dependable
traffic on the 5s. Thank you, Mike. Weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.